Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, live in the sunny slave South Pacific. It's not only fluoridated, it's also Fukushima irradiated, which is good for the economy, because now everybody can get a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. Speaking of good news, we have Pastor Lindsay Williams on the line. Chaplain, welcome to the program.
Vinnie, thank you so much for letting me be with you today, and I love that, south of the equator brogue accent you have down there in New Zealand and Australia.
Yep, it is a nice one indeed. The ladies like it. Now, you said that you've got some new information to share with us, Chaplain.
Well, Vinnie, yes, I do. And in fact, let me urge everyone in your listening audience to please get a pencil and paper, because I'm going to give you names, dates, places. This is going to be a very unusual time today. I don't think I've ever had the privilege of doing a show with you before quite like this, because the information I've been given, I wouldn't call it startling. I would call it informative, and if you take it to heart, I think you'll find that it'll be very beneficial to your family, to your finances, to your dinner table, to the welfare, and maybe even to the health of your family. So everyone out there in your listening audience, please take a moment, go and get a pencil and paper, because you're definitely going to want to write down the things that I have just been told within the past few days, Vinnie.
Okay. Well, how about you you lay it out for us as best you can?
Well, I will try to do just that. And I guess the best way to start is to say, all right, let me go back a ways. You always have new listeners. There are people whom I've never met before. They have not the slightest idea why I can say some of the things I'm going to say today. So allow me, if I may, to give just a brief background. Many years ago, I was actually invited by the elite of the world to be their chaplain for a three-year period. I had been the pastor of a church 12 years prior to that, and by the providence of God, I was invited, just an ordinary everyday ministry, and there's nothing special about me at all. It's just by the providence of God, he put me into position. And as a result, I got to know fairly well, in fact, in some areas on a personal basis, some of the people that you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world. And over the past 38 years, I've kept in touch with these people. They've told me things in advance that were going to happen in the world. And it seems that they always happened exactly like they said it. Let me assure everyone out there in your audience, if you ever had any doubt in your mind, please don't doubt again. There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. I say it as emphatically as I can. I know because I lived with them. I sat across the dinner table from them. They were not coming to my church. I was on their oil field when they were producing the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And as a result, it was a completely different relationship than what a person would have if you just happened to meet one of these people on a social basis. And over these years, I have tried to tell the world what these people have told me, because I knew that it could save people great heartache, a lot of misery. And we're getting to the place in the world now where things are happening so rapidly. I think even the elite themselves are getting to the point where they realize that they have to accelerate their program because of so many people waking up. Vinny, really, what's happening with the news getting out there of what's taking place and what the elite are doing, to the point that it's even frightening them. They realize that they have to do something. So you by now, you've had time to go and get those pencils and paper. And let me try to explain just how it happened. Excuse me for having to clear my throat. I came back in on a flight on yesterday, and whichever you're flying in those airplanes, sometimes you pick up something. So anyway, you'll forgive me if I have to kind of stutter a little bit here and clear up my throat every now and then. A number of days ago, I was on the phone with one of my friends, and in the course of the conversation, he said some things that I knew the entire world had to know. I think he was probably telling me more for my own sake and for the sake of my family than he was anyone else. And when he finished telling me what he did, it wasn't that I doubted him, because these people behind closed doors have planned everything. And I never doubt what they say, because they've never been wrong. But I was so concerned that after the conversation of about 45 minutes, I contacted a second friend of mine whom I've been put in touch with, who knows likewise everything that's going on behind closed doors. And I sent him an email, and I said what I have just been told, and I told him what I'd heard. And I said, can you verify this? Is it true or false? He sent me back an email, and he said, Chaplain, everything that you just heard is true. That's all he would say. He refused to elaborate on it. I don't know whether he thought maybe I should not have been told it. I'm not quite sure what. But he said, yes, it's all true. At that point, I knew that I had no choice but to do everything I could to get the message out. So, Benny, I contacted you, and I said, please, if you'll allow me to, I think I can save your listening audience a lot of heartache if they actually know what is going to take place, what is happening in the world. And that's when you allowed me the privilege of being on your show today. Now,
well, you do bring a lot of information to the floor, Chaplain, and I noticed that you're always thanking the host for coming, for allowing you to come on their shows, but the reality is all the hosts should be thanking you for taking all of this time and effort that you go through to come and explain all these things to people.
Well, Vinny, you know, it was by the providence of God that I was put where I was many years ago to know these people. There's no way that I, as an ordinary, everyday minister, could have ever been put into such a position. And I feel that I have a moral obligation to tell everything that these people tell me. They're in their 70s and 80s now, and they're very concerned about their own family, some of them, because they've raised up children. Their children are out in the business world. They've given them a college education. And they're concerned about the world, the way it's going, even though they were the ones that helped to form it this way. So I just consider it an honor that I can be on a program and tell people these things. Now, basically the way it came about was this. They said, Chaplain, if you would like to know exactly what's going to happen, go here and you'll find it. Now, they oftentimes do this. Over the 38 years that I've been in touch with some of these people, numbers of times they've actually not actually told me what's going to happen straight out, but they would say, Chaplain, if you want to know what's going to happen, go here and you can find it for yourself. So, since you have the pencil and paper handy, I'm actually going to tell you where to go on the web and find this for yourself, and I will explain it as I go along as they explained it to me. Because oftentimes whenever I get something like this, then I have to go back to them and ask them, am I interpreting this correctly? So if you'll write down the following, write down April the 2nd of 2013, and you want to go to the New York Times. You could not find a more liberal newspaper in America. And in the New York Times, the elite told you something. Now, please catch these words, told you something. Now, let me try to explain what I mean whenever I say they told you something. When I lived with the elite many years ago, one of the first things I learned about them, just from being with them, rubbing shoulders with them on a regular basis, driving in vehicles with them around the oil field up there in Prudhoe, One of the things I learned was they do have a code of ethics, believe it or not. Now, it's not the same code of ethics, Benny, that you and I have, not the code of ethics of the Bible. But they do have a code of ethics, and one of the facets of that code of ethics is they must tell the world everything they're going to do before they do it. Well, they did. In fact, they have just told the world one of the most important things I think that the elite have ever told outright. And if the average person knows where to go to find this, they will find it literally one of the greatest beneficial items that the average family could possibly imagine. Now, they call these buzzwords. They may use a movie to tell you what they're going to do. That's right. Oftentimes, out of Hollywood, they tell you things. Other times, they'll tell you through the New York Times, like they did with the article that I'm going to show you in just a moment or two. Sometimes, they will use the national news media, the liberal news media. Oftentimes, they'll put in buzzwords. If a person knows how to tune their ear to what these people are saying, they can know what's going to happen tomorrow, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, maybe even a year from now. I don't think they have ever given me anything in all of the years that I've rubbed shoulders with these people and kept in touch with some of them. I don't think they've ever given me anything that was as positive, direct, and outright explanation of what they're going to do. So I'm going to give you the place where they gave it, and they did. They gave it. And I'm going to give you the buzzwords, and this is a part of that code of ethics that they have to tell you this, and they did. The date is April the 2nd of 2013. The place is the New York Times. Now, whenever you go on the Internet, please type in David Stockman Warns. That's right. You'll find it on the Internet, still there. I saw it just the other day again after I'd gone and looked for it myself. David Stockman warns. He didn't really warn. He said everything that they warned him to say, and it is amazing. David Stockman warns, New York Times. Okay, I'm going to read you some of what he said, and then after I've read a sentence, I'll come back and try to help you understand exactly what he's saying. Now, many of you will remember who David Stockman is. David Stockman was the budget director for President Ronald Reagan when he was president of the United States of America. David Stockman is very well admired and looked up to in the financial world. When he says something, people sit up and take notice. And David Stockman just wrote a book. But in the New York Times, he says some things that are so powerful. And I'm going to read you some of them right now. Let me take it, and I'm going to quote right out of the New York Times. Stockman wrote that the Fed's quantitative easing policies following the credit crisis have flooded stock markets with cash even while Main Street economy remains weak. The combination, he wrote, is unsustainable. Now, let me try to explain to you what he's saying. You'll remember that during the last few months of President Bush, our previous president to the present one that we have, President Bush, in the last few months, all you heard was, we've got to bail the banks out. If we don't bail the bank out, the entire financial system of the world is going to collapse. And it would have. Believe me. This was intentional. And as a result, Congress was forced. They had no choice. They were told they had to, or there was going to be a financial collapse, that you must initiate a program to give away billions and trillions of dollars to banks not only in America but around the world. And they called it Quantitative Easing 1. And believe me, the banks would have collapsed worldwide if Congress had not done what they had done. It wasn't just a ploy. It was for real. Now, David Stockman says here that the quantitative easing policies that followed the credit crisis, which was during the last part of the administration of George Bush, he said They flooded the stock markets with cash, and he said what they did is unsustainable. Now, that word unsustainable is not new to you. We've heard that from many sources in the financial world recently. So he's not saying something new, but he's punctuating it and saying that this policy cannot continue. Now, let me try to explain this because they explained it to me. They said, Chaplain, we were not ready. I hope you're catching this, please. This is so important. They said, we were not ready for the dollar and the currencies of the world to collapse yet. Did you catch that? They said, it could have. And they said, it would have. But they said, we were not ready for it to happen yet. Now, it was about a year later when one of my elite friends told me why they didn't want the collapse to take place yet. And I put it in my DVD series, if I remember correctly, entitled 2012, The Beginning of the End. But they weren't ready for it to happen. Why? They wanted to create, the elite did, and they're still in the process of doing it. They wanted to create such massive debt all over the world, in every nation of the world, every person, every state, every city, every county, every country. They wanted to create such massive debt that when they finally decide to collapse the derivative market, everybody will be begging for the World Bank, for the IMF, for the elite, for the New World Order to step in and bail the world out of the mess it's in because they'll be hurting so bad. They do not want a financial collapse yet. Did you catch this? I know you're hearing it everywhere imaginable. Some of my friends who are talk show hosts are saying, oh, there's going to be a financial collapse next 30 days. It's going to be a next financial collapse next 60 days, 90 days. No. No, please. Take heart. It's not going to happen in the next 30, 60, or 90 days. You are going to see it happen, and you cannot let your guard down, because if you do, you're going to hurt yourself terribly. But Stockman warns here of exactly what's going to happen. He said that this policy of QE1, quantitative easing 1, then behind that came quantitative easing 2, behind that came QE3, and he said this can't continue.
Lindsay, unfortunately, we're coming to break now. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, with Chaplain Lindsay Williams on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
I got some so-called friends. I'll smile right to my face. All when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Let's go straight back to Chaplain Lindsay Williams. Welcome back from break.
Vinnie, thank you so much again for letting me be with you today. You know, the information that my elite friends just gave to me is so vitally important to every household and every person out there in your listening audience. So, again, let me begin with the information that they said, Chaplain, go to this place and look, and you will find what is going to happen next. Of course, consider that this has been planned behind closed doors for a long time. They knew way back in the latter part of the administration of George Bush what was going to happen, and they know exactly what's going to take place from this point on. So again, I hope you've written down the date, April the 2nd, 2013. The newspaper is the New York Times, and in it, they are actually confessing to you what is about to happen. And David Stockman, who was the budget director for President Ronald Reagan, actually wrote this article for the New York Times, and in it is kind of a synopsis of the new book he has written, but in it are the buzzwords of them telling you everything that's going to happen. So I'll begin back again reading the last statement, the one he just gave. Stockman wrote that the quantitative easing policies following the credit crisis have flooded stock markets with cash. Even while Main Street economy remains weak, the combination, he wrote, is unsustainable. That means it cannot continue as it's going. That's what the word unsustainable means. It means at some point, all of this has to come to an end. Well, they know it's coming to an end. Now, I'd like to tell you exactly his warning. The next sentence in the New York Times is the warning that the elite have given to you. Yeah, that's right. To you, Vinny. To me. To every person out there in your listening audience today, they actually are saying to you, you better listen. This is what's going to happen. Quote, when it burst, there will be no new round of bailouts like the ones the banks got in 2008. Oh, I hope to goodness you realize how important that is. Let's consider now that at the end of the administration of George Bush, if there had not been quantitative easing one, what would have happened? The banks would have closed. There would have been a 1929. It not only would have happened in America, it would have happened all over the world. Do you realize what David Stockman is saying here, what the elite are telling you here? Let me read it again. When it burst, he didn't say if it's going to burst. He didn't say maybe it could burst. He didn't say possibly it's going to happen. He said when it burst. Do you realize that they're telling you now that they are already beginning to plan the date for the collapse of all of the currencies of the world? You heard me correctly. Not just the American dollar. For the euro, for China, for Japan, for Russia, every country, as well as the United States of America. He said when it burst. And he said the next thing is, there will be no new round of bailouts like the ones the banks got in 2008. That means that this time, instead of producing a QE 1, 2, or 3, they're going to let them fail. Do you realize what that means? That actually means that they are going to allow the banks to close their doors. Folks, it is underway. It is already planned. They have an approximate time. I haven't been given the date yet. I will assure you of this. The moment that I am told by my elite friend that it's going to happen on a certain time or about a certain time, I will tell you. Benny, I promise you, I will either email you, I'll call the network, I will do something in order to try to get in touch and let you know how drastic it is. And I have been fairly well assured that I will know it's going to happen before it happens, and I'll try my best to let the world know so you've got time to do something about it. So he said, when this system that was begun with quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3, he said, when this burst, he said, there will be no bailout of the banks next time. They'll close their doors, there'll be a bank holiday, it's all over with. Now, the next statement that David Stockman gave in this article is probably the most phenomenal statement I've ever heard the elite give. I mean, literally. I mean, I told you that this is going to be a different type of broadcast today. I've never said things like this before. I've never been able to say things like this before over any program until it was given to me just recently. Many, many times over the years, people have called in on a radio show and they've said, Chaplain, we do believe that at some point there is going to be a financial collapse. But they said, what will it be like? Have you ever wondered exactly what the next 1929 through 1933, which back in those days they called it the Great Depression, have you ever wondered what it's going to be like this time?
Well, it's going to be,
you realize,
the Great Depression look like nothing.
Yeah, the elite had for the first time ever, now please understand this, for the first time ever, to me, or to anybody else, to my knowledge, they've never put it in writing before, until right now, they actually are ready to tell you, and I'm going to read it to you in a few moments, I'm going to read you exactly what the next financial collapse is going to be like. Did you catch this? I've wondered this myself for years and years. I'm 77 years of age. Still do anything I want to, and I'm in great health, but I have wondered myself, what's it going to be like? What is going to happen this time? Is it going to be 29 through 33? And I have never been given a definition until right now. They actually gave you the definition in the New York Times, and you never need to wonder again what this financial situation is going to be like. And I am about to read it to you right now. Here goes. Quote, instead, America will descend into an era of zero-sum austerity and violent political conflict, extinguishing even today's feeble remnants of economic growth. Now, that is the definition given to you directly by the elite. I've never been given a definition before. Here it is for the first time. And let me try to decipher what he's saying. He said, America will descend. Now, you talking about coming out of the recession? No way. We're on the verge of the exact opposite of coming out of the depression or the recession. America will descend into an era of zero-sum austerity. Now, I hope you'll catch these words, and when you go back and actually read this article in the New York Times for yourself, and have time to mull over these things and to think them through and to get the words. He said there's going to be major conflict in Washington. He said it is going to extinguish even today's feeble remnants of economic growth. The elite, for the first time ever, to my knowledge, have actually given you right now a definition of the next great financial crisis that is going to take place. It's not going to take place in the next month, nor the next 2 months, nor the next 3 months. From what I am gathering when I talk with my elite friends, I think, now this is not a word from them, but I think that you probably have a year to a year and a half. I wouldn't push it, though, and I wouldn't guarantee it. And please don't go out and say that I set a date, because I did not. I'm telling you that from what I am listening to and hearing, I think that they want to create such massive debt in the entire world, debt like this world has never known before, debt such as nobody can comprehend the immensity of the debt that they're going to create, to the point that it'll finally get to the place that the American dollar has lost so much of its purchasing power that your children will be begging for food. You'll be asking for enough gasoline to put in the gas tank to get to work. The economy will be in such a condition that you will beg them for certain things, and that's exactly what they want. That's what the New World Order wants. They want you to get to the place that you will ask them for a way out. Now, for the first time ever, you have just been given the definition of the next 1929 through 1933, and they have it planned. Now, I want to give you the second place. That's right. They gave me two places. That was the first one. It was the New York Times back in April, and David Stockman was the one that they used the words to write it. Now, I want to give you the second place that they told me to go. And this one is more revealing than even what David Stockman said. Please write down the date of April the 5th, 2013. The place is the Export-Import Bank Conference that was held on that date. And the speaker was Vice President Joe Biden. Now, you have the background to it. You can go on the Internet, and you can look this up for yourself. Please do it. Don't just take my word for it. Don't take the word of my elite friend for it. They only told me how to interpret what's here. I'm trying to help you understand right where it is. Again, April the 5th, 2013, Export-Import Bank Conference, Vice President Joe Biden, and he said four things. I hope you have that pencil and paper to write them down. And then when you go back to the article yourself, you'll pick these four things out. You'll have to listen through the entire speech in order to get these four items. I'm going to point them out to you. And then when you listen to it, you'll see the background to it. Joe Biden, I'm going to put it just the way it was quoted. Joe Biden called for the creation of a new world order. Now, that's nothing new. You've been hearing that ever since Daddy Bush said it back many, many years ago. So I'm not telling you anything new there. You know that they wanted a new world order. It's the next three statements that are vitally important to your dinner table and to your welfare. Joe Biden called for the creation of a new financial institutions. Did you catch those three words? New financial institutions. Now, let me try to interpret if I can. What is a bank? A bank is an institution. He doesn't want the present ones. He wants them to fail. Now, what did David Stockman said? David Stockman said there will be no more bailout. It's all over. And whenever they get ready for the collapse to take place, all they have to do is just don't pump any more money in. Just stop. And whenever they do, it will happen. They're pumping it in right now, billions and billions of dollars every month. There's coming a time when they will stop doing that. And when they do, he says, we want new financial institutions. They'll allow the present banking institutions as we know them today to collapse. They will allow the currencies of the world to collapse. They will use the derivative market in order to do it. And he said, we want some new financial institutions. Now, let me give you the second phrase that he used. Joe Biden called for updated global rules. Oh, my goodness. I hope you're catching this. Please think this through. Updated global rules. What is the rule of order of the United States of America? What is the supreme law of the land in this country? It's the Constitution of the United States of America. It says right in our Constitution that it is the supreme law of the land. It is the main rule of order in this country, and nothing can override it. The Supreme Court can only interpret it, but they can't override it. Congress can do nothing. That is, if they do it according to the rules that our founding fathers laid down, they can do nothing except what the Constitution says that they have to do. Mr. Biden says, we want some updated global rules. We want to, do you realize he's calling for the extinction of the Constitution of the United States of America? I hope you're getting this. Updated. He wants something different. He wants a new one. New rules. Do you realize that this man, the Vice President, Joe Biden, placed his hand on the Bible, and he swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. This one statement alone before the Export-Import Bank on April the 5th should impeach this man. I mean, this is literally turning your back on your own nation. He's saying our present Constitution is not good enough anymore. We've got to have updated global rules in our new world order and new financial institutions. Now for the third expression. Now you'll find all of these in this speech. And please go back and listen to it. You'll have to listen to it three and four times to catch them all. I'm just pointing out the buzzwords to you. The third expression they use is a level playing field. Now think it through. Level. That means there's nobody that's supposed to be above the other. Everything is supposed to be on the same level. America is supposed to be equal to Mexico. And Mexico is supposed to be equal to America. And third world countries are supposed to come up to our level. And we are supposed to be brought down to their level. The great American dream must be a thing of the past because the rest of the world doesn't have what we have. He said, we want a level playing field. Do you realize how they have already started doing this? They took our industry to China and India and Japan. And they took it off to Mexico. They have taken our great corporations and...
Pastor, we're coming to break now yet again. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Chaplain Lindsay Williams on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back after the break at American Freedom Radio. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment of the first hour with Chaplain Lindsay Williams, and you may have noticed that I've just been kind of sitting back and listening. I like listening to him speak. Chaplain, if you would continue.
Well, Vinny, this is so important to the welfare, to the very survival of every person out there. if right now, if you will take advantage of the wonderful window of opportunity that you have, the American dollar is still fairly strong. There are some things that you can do right now that you will not be able to do 6 months to a year from now. But, Vinny, before I go any further along that line, I need to point out something that I'm getting from my elite friends recently that they're worried about. I mentioned at the beginning of the program that they are very concerned themselves that so many people are waking up. And it's because of programs just like yours, Vinny, and the network that we're on today, that so many people are waking, literally millions and millions of people are waking up to the issues. The first thing that happened that I want you to realize is, I think, honestly, this is me speaking, this is not my elite friend speaking at all, I really think that America is probably the only nation on the face of the earth that I know of that has the possibility of making a turnaround. And I honestly think that there is a probability of it. Let me try to express why. Many of you remember when the Sandy Hook event took place and those children were killed by this freaked-out young person. And our president took advantage of that and made the statement that he was going to do everything in his power to be able to pass legislation to control guns in the United States of America. The American people rallied and rebelled as I have never known them in my entire lifetime. I've never known people do this. The President of the United States of America became the greatest gun salesman that this country has ever known. The firearm stores were wiped out in a matter of days. Firearms could not be gotten. The ammunition, you couldn't buy it if you tried, and you still can't. The lines. I went the other day to Walmart to get some shotgun shells. My son loves skeet shooting. And the man just laughed at me when I walked up to the counter in the middle of the afternoon. He said, if you want anything at all, come back at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I said, what do you mean? He said, our supply comes in every morning at 7 o'clock. And he said, we put it out on the shelf. And he said, it's gone within a matter of minutes. He said, people actually line up at Walmart every morning to get anything that they can get in the way of ammunition. It's almost unavailable, and people are buying it as fast as they can get it. The President of the United States of America hit a spot with the American people that shows that there is a possibility. Now, I'll never forget the experience that I had in Canada a while back, when I was lecturing, and a gentleman walked up to me after my presentation, and he said, Chaplain, I have a request for you. And I said, okay, what can I do for you? He said, I want you to go back to America. And he said, I want you to do everything in your power to preserve the Constitution that you have. And I said, why? He said, we don't have one of those in Canada. He said, our Constitution does not allow us the freedoms that you have in America. He said, America is the only hope of any nation on the face of this earth, and any hope of the world ever turning around. He said, if there's any place that it can happen, it's in the United States of America. And he said, Chaplain, I want you to go back there and fight for everything you're worth to keep that Constitution, to keep that freedom, and to not allow the politicians to take it away from you. I'll never forget that. And I think for the very first time in America that we saw something happen when our president said that he was going to do everything in his power to limit firearms in America, the American people showed their Yankee intuitive freedom personality for the first time that I've ever seen it happen. And would you believe, from what I'm hearing from my elite friends, it literally scared the daylights out of them. I hope you're catching this. It scared them to death. Why? They realize that they've got something on their hands that they can't control. And for the very first time, the American people woke up and did something. They can't even get a gun control measure out of committee to put it on the floor of the House or the Senate. It won't go anywhere. No congressman dares to touch it. And the American people rose to a height that I've never seen them before. The elite are concerned about this because Americans are probably the only hope. Now, may I say for myself personally, I believe that there honestly is the potential of a turnaround in the United States of America. Now, I don't think I can't say that for Canada. As a man said it when I was up there a while back, I don't think I can say that for England. I can't say that for Russia or China. And I'm not quite so sure, you know, the Australians gave up their guns years ago and didn't rebel like the American people did just recently. I think the only hope and the possibility we've got right now for one nation to stand out and say we aren't accepting these policies of the New World Order and do something about it. I really think there is hope in the United States of America for that happening. Now, the reason I'm giving you what I'm giving you, as the elite gave it to me, is because I want you to know what their plans are. But keep something in mind. These people are not God. They just think they are. They don't always get their way. And I think this time they aren't going to get their way. And I like to express when I think the next great American revolution is going to take place. First, it was guns. And the people rose up and said, we're wiping out the gun stores. We're buying every piece of ammunition we can get. You're not taking them away from us, government. We don't care what you say. You aren't getting them. I think the next great rebellion or revolution, whatever you like to call it, of the American people is going to be when the health care program comes in at the beginning of 2014. You are going to see the same reaction again, except this time it's going to be much more violent. And the elite know this. And as a result, they are moving forward with their program and have tentatively, and I want to put this word tentatively in here, the elite are working toward a date for the collapse of all currencies right now. Now, I've never said this before. I knew all in the past they were going to do it. But never before have I said that they are working toward a date right now for this to happen. And I think that they have accelerated that date somewhat because of what they saw when the American people said, you aren't getting our guns. And that was a rebellion across this country like I've never seen it before. Now, keep in mind what David Stockman said. He said, when it bursts, it is going to happen. If they have their way, I don't guarantee they're going to have their way because of what I'm seeing in America. But if they do, this is what they'll do. And you have a definition for the next great financial event. And then you have everything that Joe Biden says that the New World Order wants to do. You have it all right here. And the elite have given it to you. I'm pleading with you. I'm begging with you. And I know, Benny, that you have an audience that's very knowledgeable. You're alert. You're not like the folks that are out there asleep with the head in the sand. You've got an audience that will take this to heart. And that's the reason I'm so glad that I could be here today. You must listen to what the elite have just told you. For the first time, they've put certain things into writing, and they've given you their buzzwords as exactly what they're intending to do. He is telling you what the New World Order is going to do, and if you listen, you can spare yourself great heartache. Keep one thing in mind. In 1929 through 1933, at the time of the Great Depression, there were many people who made great fortunes. Yes, not everyone stood in a soup line. There were many people who made fortunes because they knew it was going to happen. They had been forewarned. You've been forewarned today. I told it to you right from them because they've basically said to me, Chaplain, this is what you've got to do for your family. Now, I've told you where to go to get it. This is one time, Vinny, this one program today that I've had the privilege of doing with you so far. This is a time that I'm not telling you this is what Lindsey Williams thinks. I'm not saying this is what I heard from my lead. I'm actually telling you where you can go and get this for yourself. I've given you the place. I've given you the date. I've given you the buzzwords of the elite today so you can actually go and get it for yourself. Now, with these things in mind, you can spare yourself great heartache, Benny.
All right. Well, I also wanted to think about this for a moment here. And you just sort of concentrate on the type of life that you're living now. How many years have you been on this earth? How many massive changes have you seen? How many economic crises, how many false wars, how many people have been arrested for no reason on trumped-up charges and demonized in the courts and over the media and everything like that. And then imagine for a moment that all of these things that you've experienced over the entirety of your life, even the things that you've learned about, horrible things that have happened before you were even born, are like nothing compared to what is coming. Just ponder that for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, and be, well, I say, grateful that you're alive at this point, and grateful that you're at least receiving the information that might just save your life if you were to be paying attention, and not just paying attention, but also taking action based upon this information, doing a little bit more of your own research in order to ensure that you've got some basis to it, that it's clarified for you, and that you're taking steps to protect yourself and your family and save yourself a lot of heartache in the meantime. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Chaplain Lindsay Williams is my guest. His website is prophecyclub.com, I believe. And we will be right back after this break at the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
In the belly of the vulture, watch your back. There's no civilians, women, children, front lines. Listen, consider this a distant early warning. Fire's imminent, pollution, gathering dust particles, funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation to fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.